football team. And you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Black Eyed Eagle, it's a good day.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Tuesday, May 28th. On the air with lots of discussions of things that have happened in the 24 hours since last we spoke. I suppose maybe the last 24 to 48 hours. A pretty interesting. Senator John McCain secretly crossed the Syrian border to meet with rebels there yesterday. He's been a proponent of our military action, getting involved in the civil war there. His trip was apparently in the works for quite a while, according to the executive director of the Syrian Emergency Task Force, who was with McCain all day, while on a trip to Turkey, one of those fact-finding trips that the politicians love to take. McCain met with a leader of the Syrian rebels, and that person, his name is General Salim Idris, accompanied them across the border, facilitated a series of meetings with assembled leaders of the Free Syrian Army. That's the answer to the question, where was McCain during the concert for Memorial Day? Because he's usually there on Sunday night. He was over there. And then other people are asking, where was President Obama on the occasion of marking the anniversary, the annual anniversary of celebration, if you will, or meaningful acknowledgement for those who have died in service to our country? And it seems he was in Oklahoma, but he did deliver a Memorial Day speech at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday. He said that most Americans are not directly touched by war, and as such may not fully grasp the depths of sacrifice, the profound costs that are made in the name of our country. The president called on Americans to remember troops, military families, in particular, the 600,000 troops that are still in Afghanistan. So, Mr. President, I have two questions for you. Perhaps some of the folks who are listening would like to suggest an answer to these questions at 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler not with me in this hour today. Back tomorrow, he did what a lot of other people did, and that was to celebrate and then get stuck in an airport yesterday. Anyway, so the president says, remember the troops and military families. So my challenge to you, sir, is what about our government, the federal government, the backlog for dealing with veterans' claims, mostly health claims, in some cases goes back almost 2 years. How do you consider that acceptable, especially when you look around at the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is so apparent everywhere across the board in our government, including the Department of Defense? And this is where these people need to get their service. They need to have help. There are so many people who have been denied claims for post-traumatic stress syndrome. How do you just say we need to remember the troops and military families and have our government screwing them right and left, ignoring their complaints? Maybe some of them are illegitimate, but the people that I've talked to, whether it be through calls on this program at 888-302-DOUG or through email to doug@dougsteffen.com or on Facebook or Twitter, wherever it may be, or whatever communication that people can use, because they hear me talking about this all the time and how upsetting it is for those of us who have paid for this through our tax dollars to not have it happen. This is of all of the outrages of waste or fraud or corruption or abuse, whatever word you want to use for it, this is the most outrageous. And to say to remember the troops and military families as part of your linchpin in the conversation at Memorial Day is, I think, disingenuous. What do you think about that? That's number one. Question number one. Number two, 600,000 troops still serving in Afghanistan. Why are they there, Mr. President? Why do we have even six men and women in Afghanistan? What is it that's being accomplished other than enriching the likes of all the military-industrial contractors that make a lot of money making guns and armament so that the rebels or the people who are resistance, Taliban mostly, can blow it up? I don't think there's a good answer for that either. Is there? 888-302-3684. He said As we go about our daily lives, we must remember that our countrymen are serving, fighting, putting their lives on the line. President laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. That's always something that happens. At the White House, the President and Mrs. Obama had a breakfast with Gold Star families of service members who have been killed in action. I want to know answers to those questions, if you don't mind asking around. 888-302-3684. Remember troops and military families, okay? So we remember them. What about our government? It says remember them, but why doesn't it help them? Too many examples of people, again, the claim, I know in Boston is 400 and some odd days, some parts around the country, some cities is 500 and some odd days between the time the claim is filed and it's even looked at, never mind administered. 888-302-3684. So that's the story of yesterday from my perspective. What about yours? And there are some things that have happened on the so-called war on terror. There are a lot of people that think last week the president signaled an end to the way it has been run, which probably isn't a bad idea if he really delivers and it isn't just so much hokum. The war on drugs, another area, if you didn't hear me yesterday talking about that, that's what are we doing? So we'll get to the McCain visit to Syria and to more on the war on terror. Pretty much the news on the war on terror, other than the president talking about reassessing it, comes from England and that brutal murder of a British soldier. We'll get to that in a moment here on the Good Day Tuesday program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The prostate formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Wow. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be...
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
I'm Julian Ritchie, Associate Vice President, Customer Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Now 17 after the hour, 888-302-3684. Wake up, rise, and shine. The things that you ought to know about, a little bit more conversational item, or two or three or four, that focus on the president and some of the things, the comings and goings of the chief executive always make up a lot of the input. We follow a lot of News Talk radio programs for this hour because it's a unique way of you sort of getting adjusted into or thinking about some of the real issues rather than some of the phony issues. And I say that lovingly because really in terms of what goes on here, I'm interested in whatever anybody's talking about and report in this hour about that. Having said that, however, there's a lot of baloney that gets spread around, including the phony indignation that gets aimed at Chris Christie because of relationships that he may have developed with the president over what happened during the storm last year. So those people who love to denigrate Christie and say he has got no chance of being president because of this, you'll be happy to know that the president is supposed to tour New Jersey's beach communities with Governor Christie. The common cause today is to look at the recovery that's taken place from Hurricane Sandy, and they've done quite a good job, apparently. I've never been there, but I haven't been down there since the storm. People say it's been almost amazing how quickly things have been cleaned up. So the trip will give the president a chance to showcase the federal emergency management system now under his watch, which there is some credibility. That claim has some credibility attached to it, especially when you compare what FEMA did during Katrina and what a miserable failure it was then. Good job, Brownie. So under the circumstance, I suppose it's time to really focus on what the issues are. Now, will this take away from all of the interest in the Internal Revenue Service scandal and the other five or six things that have befallen the president? I'm not sure that we're that easily distracted, but maybe we are. President wants to draw attention to the kind of bipartisanship that has been hard to find. Let's see, who was it? Somebody talking about it on the Sunday programs about how difficult it is. Oh, I know, it was Bob Dole. If you didn't hear that, you might want to look around. Basically, Dole, I think he was on Fox News Sunday, looking like he's on some kind of medication that sort of puffs up his face, but he's 86, 87, something like that. But in essence, he said the comings and goings of politicians in Washington is shameful, and that politicians on both sides ought to be ashamed of themselves because they can't get anything done. And you know what? He's 100% correct. I always liked Bob Dole. I always thought he represented things that needed to be represented, common cause, cool, collective thinking. And at any rate, this is a sort of an interesting turn. You've heard a lot of that lately. And even though I'm someone who probably would vote for Rand Paul if he were running among all the people, I think Christie is okay. And I think that it's all right. I think it's actually positive for the President Christie to get together on the Jersey Shore. I think that Christie basically spent the weekend, instead of talking about Memorial Day, talking about New Jersey and it being a destination point and being back in business for the summer because there's big business on the Jersey Shore. Anyway, there was a big ceremonial ribbon that was cut on Friday, I think 5.5 miles long, to just sort of get together and see how things that happened during Sandy have been corrected. So, good for Christie. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Shelton opening up The Voice last night as they move along to figure out who the winner of that contest will be. A little musical interlude as we go back to covering and talking about the issues of the day, the things that have happened over the weekend that you may not have been as close to as you get back to some sort of normalcy today. 25 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The tornado recovery continued over the weekend, and we listened to a story, a reporter named Chris Jansing here talking to Mick Cornett, who's the mayor of one of the towns that was devastated by the tornado last week. And their focus is the president's visit.
Mr. Mayor, it's good to see you. And I know you met with the president yesterday, had a chance to talk to him. What was your message and what did he tell you?
Well, the president had a nice visit. He visited the elementary school where the seven children died and visited with teachers and administrators who were inside the school when the storm hit. He also met with first responders and thanked each and every one of them that was gathered at the Moore Firehouse. And I think that was a very touching visit. He explained, as we knew, the federal process so that many of our citizens could start the process of rebuilding if they needed federal assistance. And all in all, I think he just wanted to see it for himself and express his concern and support. It was nice to see him in Oklahoma. He doesn't come very often.
Yeah, we saw that a little bit in the early days, right after the hurricane hit already. You know, FEMA was on scene, some of them going door to door with their iPads and, you know, starting the process. Have you been encouraged? Are you satisfied at this point with what you've seen from the federal response?
Yeah, FEMA was here on the ground very, very quickly. And, you know, through a couple of hailstorms in the last few years, we've had some very significant, weather events. And so, unfortunately, we're kind of used to seeing FEMA and the federal process from the city level. The first call that almost anyone affected by a storm like this makes should be to their insurance company. Most of these homeowners, I would say 98-99% of them, are going to have insurance. And, that's going to be the first step and the much larger part of putting their lives back together. But there are, perhaps some renters or perhaps some other people who don't have any insurance, and there might be some federal assistance or some loans that might be made available, some small business loans that might be made available, and that'll be very, very helpful.
All right. So the story, the president involving himself in the tornado recovery, involving himself in the recovery from Sandy, involving himself in anything that takes attention away from all of those scandals. However, not so fast. As a matter of fact, the essence of the IRS scandal will, I think, be a focus of us and of ours in a couple of minutes here. I'm looking at the group of conservative veterans, CVFC in California. Do you know this group? They applied for tax-exempt status with the IRS, and they reported their biggest expenditure was several thousand dollars in radio ads backing Republican candidate for Congress. And then, let's see here, there's another group we'll talk about in the next few minutes here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're like me, you have a food experience you associate with summer, a neighborhood ice cream shop, maybe a fruit stand. So on your next trip, check out a food trail that shows you the mom-and-pop shops where the locals like to go. The way it works is that local businesses have created a map that gets you from point to point, where you get to taste their signature dishes along the way. Connecticut has an ice cream trail with more than 40 parlors, farms, and roadside stands. This is about more than just tasting ice cream. This is how you get to meet the locals and find places that aren't in the brochures. Nova Scotia, of course, is known for its seafood. So what you really want to do is follow the Chowder Trail. We're talking little-known restaurants and inns from Halifax to Cape Breton. And nothing says summer like an old-fashioned barbecue. So you get to test it out yourself on barbecue trails in Texas, Tennessee, and North Carolina. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm earning rewards so we can save on fuel at Shell.
I thought you were buying shoes from Macy's online.
I am, but with the Fuel Rewards Network program, I can shop through FuelRewards.com and eat out at participating restaurants and earn fuel reward savings on it all.
So the more we buy, the more we earn?
Yes.
Oh, let me try.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing?
I am buying you a boatload of shoes.
What?
Yeah, look at all these shoes.
Oh, my God.
Want to pay less for fuel? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com.
And the shoes.
I don't need boat shoes.
Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see Fuel Rewards.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Seven conditions.
To the issues of the day, the stories, the best stories of the day, some new news nuggets. Say that again fast, Doug. New news nuggets. And that may impact your thinking today. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. Kenny is not around during this hour today, as he got himself stuck, as many people did. Especially the worst culprit yesterday seems to have been Atlanta. I don't know if it was weather. I think it was weather related. But people coming back from Memorial Day weekend trying to get through Atlanta. Ooh-wee. The essence of our conversation now, focusing on the end of the war on terror. A lot of discussion time devoted to this over the weekend, later last week, because President Obama says it's time for a shift. He wisely avoided the phrase mission accomplished, because it hasn't been. There are, I suppose, things you could say. I mean, the war on terror has been an extraordinarily awful portion of our history. We as Americans have lost a lot of our freedom. And the terrorists are still roaming around doing what they want, as is obvious from what happened in England last week. Here's a report on the latest. Reporter Atika Schubert talking with Ralitza Valizeva about the arrest of another suspect in that murder of the British soldier last week. The thing, there's an offshoot to all this, as you can imagine. There are more Muslims per square foot in England than there are here in America. London has become a real melting pot, and a lot of the former British colonies have lots of Muslim residents, lots of Muslims who come to England to live and to work. And as a result of this thing that happened last week, there are lots of protesting, lots and lots of counter-protests, if you will, against Islam in general, and this is that report.
A new arrest and a new protest in London. In the wake of the brutal killing of this British soldier, London police say they've now made their 10th arrest in the case. This one, a 50-year-old man on suspicion of conspiracy to murder. Of those arrested, four remain in custody, four others are out on bail. The brutal killing of Lee Rigby last week has also led to angry protests.
Yeah!
Here, members of the far-right English Defense League scuffled with police in London. The anti-Muslim group also marched near the office of Prime Minister David Cameron. And that is where Atika Schubert is standing by live. Atika is joining us now from 10 Downing Street in London. So, Atika, how close did these protests come?
Very close, actually, just within a few feet of the main gate that's just to my left, actually. And they actually sealed off the area, weren't letting people in and out. So it got pretty rowdy. I mean, glass bottles were thrown. There were about 1,000 people in all, most of them English Defense League, but also their opponents from Unite Against Fascists. So tensions were very high, and it sort of is the I would say the high point of these recent tensions that have happened after the murder of Lee Rigby. We have seen a number of things leading up to this. For example, we've seen several attacks on mosques. We've seen a man walk into a mosque with a knife. Last night, there was actually a fire in a mosque in Grimsby, and two men had been arrested on suspicion of arson in that case. And also, there have been a defacing of war memorials here in London. There have been actually some still photos we've seen of that, of the word Islam written across these war memorials. Now, police say they don't know who've done this at this point. They are looking for people, and nobody has claimed responsibility. But all in all, it paints this picture of increasing tension after the murder, and this is why the government has put out extra police onto the streets to try and calm things down back to normal, Ralitza.
Tell us about the latest on the investigation.
Well, as you mentioned, there has now been a 10th arrest, a 50-year-old man. He was arrested by armed police on the street. He didn't struggle, but he gave himself up into police custody on suspicion of conspiracy to commit murder. Now, this is the same reason why other people have been arrested, most of them young men between the ages of 21 to 28, but we don't know how any of them are connected to the two main suspects. Both of them, of course, were shot and seriously wounded immediately after the murder of Lee Rigby, and they remain in serious condition in separate hospitals under police guard. And it's our understanding that police have not been able to fully question them at this point.
All right, so that's that story from London. Now we have an excerpt from a conversation, Jamie Colby had with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer from the Center for Advanced Defense Studies. They talk about whether the president is wise to reassess, as I was talking about earlier, understanding the current threat, reassessing the war on terror. Let's listen to their thoughts on that.
How do you feel about the president? Has he sounded retreat?
It's all in the eye of the beholder, and I think this is where we have to be very cautious. There's nothing wrong, Jamie, with the idea of reviewing the authorized use of military force, because the people that was focused on, the Al-Qaeda folks who conducted the 9/11 attacks, are mostly gone. 90% are gone. We need to adapt the law and the regulations to today's warfare, and the president, for goodness sake, actually acknowledged for the first time, I think, clearly that there is a terrorist threat, but at the same time he's saying it's diminished to pre-9/11 levels, which is, in my judgment, insane, not borne up by the evidence. And more importantly now, we've got to look at how Al-Qaeda has adapted. They are not the same Al-Qaeda in 2001. They've adapted greatly. And frankly, they are in everywhere we're worried about right now in the Middle East. So we've got to acknowledge that fact.
Yep, and even beyond that, there are so many splinter groups, it's hard to keep track. But
Absolutely.
One of the things the president said, and it seems like he's at least in agreement that the law needs to be revised up to today's war on terror. Maybe he's saying there's a war on terror. I'm still not sure. But what I am sure of is that he wants to curtail the use of drones. Just years ago, we didn't even admit we had a program, and it has been effective. Are you concerned if we don't have those resources?
Well, I'm concerned by the fact that it's become a crutch that the politicians rely upon for the appearance of progress. Let me be very clear on this. The program he talks about essentially is called a kill-capture program. We've completely focused on the kill part. CIA's taken the lead on that. And it's not, I think, given us the results that are necessary for us to continue to prosecute what he said he wants to do, defeat the network. Jamie, to defeat the network, you have to penetrate the network and get inside their thinking so that actually you can roll it back little by little. It's like a cancer. So simply cutting off the cancerous growth every every time in the form of assassinating the leadership does not actually make the cancer go into remission. That's what we want to seek to do here. So it's good that he's talking about transferring this to the DOD. The Department of Defense will give it much better oversight. DOD tends to think of things as secondary and third order effects. That's the way we were trained. So I think that'll be a better mix and match to everything we're doing overall in a war against global terror. With that said, I think he's got to be clear on the fact that the war is not over, and he may indeed be telegraphing to the enemies the perception that we're retreating. That's the most dangerous thing we could do right now, is create a perception in the mind of our adversaries that somehow we're backing off, because they ain't.
Here's something, especially when that whole thing of drones comes into people's vision, into your mind. Most Americans are pretty upset about the proliferation of drones everywhere in our country. And the last couple of years, they seem to be cropping up everywhere around the world and being used for all kinds of purposes. The war on terror, a war on drugs, surveillance in cities for traffic, just you name it. There's surveillance everywhere. And you know what this is leading to? A very big and expansive use of these vehicles has led to a big business. I was looking at the number of companies like Denel Dynamics, D-E-N-E-L, that have gone into making these drones. The drones are not only here, by the way, in our country, but all over the world now. There are a lot of them being used in Africa. And they say they are not combat systems. They are reconnaissance systems. And that's what somebody who runs Denel Dynamics, they've made 400 of these. And in essence, some of them carry laser-guided missiles that will allow the opportunity, if they see something they need to shoot at, they'll be armed and able to shoot. Well, how do you? Who's going to decide that? 888-302-3684. I'm looking at some of the other companies that are making these things, and more importantly, who has these drones and what they're using them for. Again, we think in terms of our country having them. There are three countries that are operating armed unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs as they're called, instead of drones. The United States, I'm talking about over its own country. The UK and Israel. And there are now 1,000 of these drones that are armed around the world. China has developed these sorts of things, weaponized drones, not talking about it. Italy, France, Germany are acquiring them as well. According to the director of the Center for the 21st Century Security and Intelligence at the Brookings Institute, 26 countries now have these drones and are using them over their own soil, over their own territory. We're the ones who are talking about it, because mostly that's the good thing about our country. We find out about these things and we talk about them, and now a lot of people around the world are asking the same question, especially the British and the Italians, not liking the idea that they're being watched, if you will, by all of these drones. So the drone market growing large, a lot of investment in it. A New York Times quoted the Pentagon's top counterterrorism official as saying, "The drones are our future." Good God. Really? What kind of issues are raised by that in your mind? Never mind the companies and the money they're making. That's part of the military-industrial complex. I shouldn't say never mind. But I think the more important story here is the extent to which these things are being used over our country, isn't it? And there are those who say, well, let's make them like the U-2s so they can fly over other countries. People say, let's put them up at 100,000 feet so we can see what the Chinese are doing or see what's going on in the Middle East. Israel will be a big marketplace for these things, but they're developing their own as well. Turkey wants to buy them. I mean, I'm just looking at all of the list of countries here. Even in the Philippines, there's been expression of interest to buy these things. And you know as well as I do, if they say, oh no, they're for peaceful purposes, bunk them. If they can put some kind, if the military-industrial complex can somehow convince leaders that they're safer if you have these drones out there, because no soldiers or pilots would be at risk, So who's watching these things and who decides to push the button if they're all armed with something and somebody sees something that's irregular? Let's shoot now, the old shoot first and ask questions later. Not good. So that's part of the overview here of what's been in terms of all of the focus on the war on terror in England, especially, but the president's announcement last week certainly has gotten us to think more about this, not only here in our country, but around the world. And I think that's something necessary for us to think about, don't you? 14 before the hour on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. With so many credit card reward programs available, it can be challenging to decide which card is best for you. A recent survey by Bank of America shows that 28% of consumers carry four or more credit cards. One way to avoid carrying too many cards is choosing the right card for your lifestyle. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To get the most out of your credit card rewards program, make sure you choose a card that matches your spending habits. If you use your credit card mostly for everyday purchases like gas and groceries, I recommend a cashback rewards card that offers more rewards for those types of purchases. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card offers cash rewards everywhere, every time. You'll automatically earn 1% cashback on every purchase, and for the first $1,500 in combined purchases every quarter, you earn 2% on groceries and 3% on gas.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of four Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offline 6-1 installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free, 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A little before 10 before the hour. It's Tuesday the 28th, last Tuesday of the month. The story on Route 40, Interstate 405, they call it the 405. In Southern California, a road that I take a lot as I drive from the airport to my house there. Many of you travel on it or have traveled on it. This particular focus is on a billboard in Culver City, which is sort of as you get off, as you come away from the airport, you're headed, it's right in that vicinity anyway. If you notice there was something odd, story at DougSteffen.com explains how odd it is. There's a billboard advertising what appears to be Adolf Hitler. At least that's what some on Twitter and Reddit have pointed out. regarding a new JCPenney advertisement alongside the highway. Take a look. We've posted it at DougStephan.com. The tea kettle does bear a striking resemblance to the Nazi leader. Kettle in question, a Michael Graves designed bells and whistles stainless steel teal tea kettle that is available, I guess, at JCPenney's.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We have 53 minutes at the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. I'm cogitating here. I'm thinking about back in my mind the IRS and that, which is the largest of all the scandals that Obama has to deal with. That's not going away because a lot of the folks on the radio continue to talk with specific examples of those who have filed for tax-exempt status with the IRS and the history of these groups. I was talking before about the Conservative Veterans Group of California. There's another group called the Wetumpka Tea Party group from Alabama, sponsoring training for Get Out the Vote initiatives in their state. They mostly were dedicated to the defeat of President Obama. And so what happened to them? Well, the IRS took 2 years to try to figure out whether they ought to have 501c4 status. Head of the Ohio Liberty Coalition, whose application languished for more than 2 years at the IRS, sent out emails to members about Mitt Romney's events, organized members to distribute Mr. Romney's presidential campaign literature, all while they were trying to get that tax-free status. Representatives of these organizations crying foul at their treatment by the IRS, saying they were among dozens of these groups unfairly targeted by the agency, harassed with inappropriate questions, and put off for months or years as the agency delayed decisions on their applications. So there are all kinds of supposed legitimate reasons, I guess would be the best way of putting it, for flagging them for closer review. Now, I'm not saying that's not true. Not at all. What looks bad is the fact that this kind of a group was put on hold or the back burner, where groups that favored Obama or favored the Democrats were moved quicker along. That's really the scandal here. Let's listen to some more discussion here by Louisville radio host Terry Miners, talking with Senator Mitch McConnell about the extent of the scandal and how bad it may, as we examine it more thoroughly, how bad it may actually be.
This is a massive scandal, logjam here for a lot of folks that feel like they've been harassed and intimidated.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that's what happened. Interestingly enough, I made a speech about this a year ago, because we began to hear from Tea Party and 912 groups in Kentucky that they were having a difficult time getting the tax-exempt status, which is fairly routinely granted to groups that are not, you know, trying to make a profit. And what a lot of people didn't notice is that this kind of culture of intimidation is going on across the administration. Just going back to 2009, for example, during the Obamacare debate, the Secretary of Health and Human Services told health insurance companies like our own Humana, for example, that they couldn't communicate with their policyholders the impact of Obamacare on their policies. In other words, a gag order from the federal government. She's now trying to shake them down for contributions to fund ads to try to make people like Obamacare. Different versions of it going on through the Obama appointees or with the Federal Communications Commission. If you try to buy advertising time, they want to know who your donors are, or with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the same thing. And now, of course, the IRS. And it's pretty obvious that the IRS, listening to all of this culture of intimidation across the administration, decided they were going to engage in it as well. I think it's going to be a lengthy investigation. It's going to go on for a long time. There's been some great reporting done up in Cincinnati, by the way, by local reporters who come up with the names of a number of rank-and-file people who were involved in this, as well as supervisors who were involved in it. Those people need to be called. I think we'll have a very thorough and objective investigation of this in the House of Representatives. People expect the IRS. I mean, they hate having to deal with it. They know taxes, I guess, are a necessary thing, but goodness gracious, they at least have every reason to expect that it'll be done in a non-political way. And in fact, politics was all over this. The Treasury Department Union, which represents the IRS employees, is militantly opposed to any effort to reduce the size of government. The leader of that union has publicly demonized Tea Party people. So, you know, it's really not surprising as you think about it that all of that seeped down into the ranking, the rank and file. But it's an outrage. It's a genuine scandal. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. And as the Attorney General himself has said, there's a good chance that a lot of this was criminal.
All right, so there's Mitch McConnell, never much of an inspiration when it comes to listening to how he goes through some of the issues, but a lot of questions there as he brings them up that need some answers, as this is, what, the third or fourth week of this thing being on our minds. I'm Doug Steffen. What's on your mind is the question and hopefully the answer.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.